Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. An interactive education program today gave participants a closer look at the role agriculture plays in everyday life, moving beyond traditional images of crops and tractors. The session began with a hands-on cooking activity, followed by a paired exercise where participants sorted and discussed farm-related models. Items that weren't immediately recognized were set aside for later review, with timed discussion periods guiding the activity. Organizers highlighted agriculture's broad reach, pointing to products like wool, leather, cotton, and wood, used for everything from clothing to construction and fuel. The program also introduced sugar beets as a key contributor to food production, linking farming directly to grocery store staples. A regional breakdown showed how climate shapes U.S. sugar production. Sugar beets are grown in northern states, including Michigan, while sugarcane is limited to warmer Gulf Coast regions such as Louisiana and Texas. Nationwide, just 13 states produce enough of these crops for commercial sugar markets. In Michigan, recent heavy rainfall has delayed sugar beet planting, raising concerns for growers in the tightly regulated industry. Farmers are waiting for drier conditions to begin seeding. Notably, the bright colors on sugar beet seeds are not natural. They're part of a fertilizer coating applied during processing. And in Saginaw, Michigan, a major technology upgrade is now underway at the Saginaw Veterans Affairs Medical Clinic. The facility has begun using a new electronic health record system, part of a nationwide effort to modernize care across the VA network. Officials say it's the first significant update to the agency's record systems in decades. Saginaw is among the early sites selected to roll out the latest version, which is designed to combine patient information into a single, unified record. That change is expected to make it easier for veterans to receive consistent care, especially when visiting multiple VA locations. Leaders at the facility say the system should also streamline daily operations, allowing providers to spend more time with patients and less time navigating paperwork. The VA plans to expand the system to facilities nationwide over the next several years, with full implementation targeted by 2031. When we come back after this Oak Beach sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on, from Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346. We're Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a motorcycle and Amish buggy collided Tuesday evening at the intersection of Germania Road and Cleland Road in Sanilac County, prompting an emergency response after early reports indicated multiple victims were unresponsive in the roadway. At 5:12 p.m., a call came across the Huron County scanner requesting Bingham Township Fire Department to assist Sanilac County units for a motorcycle versus Amish buggy crash involving 3 individuals in the road and unresponsive. The severity of the initial report led to a request for a medical helicopter, which was later canceled as ground crews continued treatment and transport. Responding agencies included Michigan State Police, Sanilac County Sheriff's Department, Bingham Township Fire Department, and Sanilac Fire Department. Photos from the scene were taken at around 5:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon, which can be viewed on our website at thumbnet.net. Authorities have not yet released the conditions of those involved or details on what caused the collision. The investigation remains active, and we will keep you updated as we get updates regarding. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour Wrecker Service with Wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.